Hey everybody, Larry, Wes, and Mike once again with three things you need to know about today's practice. Wes, go.
Larry, you brought him up a couple days ago. I'm going to bring him up again. Dean Lowry.
How redundant.
How redundant. But obviously, you look at the camp he's put together so far. Physically looks stronger. Looks like he's growing more into that 6'6" frame. But the thing that stands out to me the most is how active he has been, really in the half line drills, ripping and shedding. Exactly what you want to see from those interior defensive linemen. He's going to be a big player for this team this year, I would imagine, with the openings that they have on that defensive front, particularly in the dime package. And I think so far he's off to a good start.
Spaff, how about you?
Well, Larry, I want to talk about a guy that maybe a lot of people don't know, and that's fullback Joe Carriage. Now, I don't think he's going to really be able to take that number one fullback spot from Aaron Ripkowski, but you watch Carriage out here. Today, one-on-one pass route against a linebacker makes a reaching one-handed catch down the sideline. Then in the half-line drill, he's leading through the hole with these powerful lead blocks for the running backs, does a lot of stuff on special teams. It would be unusual for the Packers to keep two fullbacks on the 53 at the end of training camp, but you can't rule it out by any means with the way Joe Carriage is playing.
Coincidentally enough, Spaff, I was going to talk about Joe Carriage, and I'll just elaborate a little bit. In addition to all the things you mentioned, and his lead blocking is good, he's got some natural pop to it. He goes through linebackers and not to them. And the other thing about him, blitz pickup. They had the one-on-one the other day. He was fine in that, and some people may look at keeping two fullbacks on the roster, as you mentioned, as a luxury. The Green Bay Packers aren't doing it to be swell. They're doing it if they do it again because Joe Carriage is a football player.
Yeah.
Now, as far as something for the good of the whole, I got something for you, Wes.
Oh, boy.
Stand sideways. Okay, folks, look at this. The man has no butt. It's like an anatomical anomaly. He has no butt. Now, Wes, I don't know if you realize this, but the gluteus maximus is the largest muscle in your body.
It is.
You will not have any power without a gluteus maximus. So
that's why you're making football. Larry.
Your mission now over the next day, no practice tomorrow, is develop some gluteus. Okay, can you do that for
me? One day?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll work on it.
All right, so that's come back Thursday. We'll check it out again. That's it for three things.